Hi, Jan-Jaap. Welcome to our studio. Unfortunately, it's virtual due to the corona crisis, but I think this will also work.
Yeah, I mean, it almost feels like I'm sitting next to you.
We're going to talk about online events today, and especially in presenting or moderating them. But before we dive into that, maybe it's important to have a look at what is an online event, because on the one hand, we all have video calls these days, a Zoom call, a Skype call with several of colleagues. And on the other hand, I think you might have something like live television shows, and maybe an online event is something in between. But what then makes it different?
I would prefer, if you don't mind, to talk about a triangle and not about a straight line, because
okay.
what you sketched just here was, on the one hand, there is the video calls,
mm-hmm.
and most of the times they are very functional. Within mm-hmm. a company, we talk about day-to-day processes, etc.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, there's the television shows, and they are about broadcasting, about sending out information or entertainment or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes online meetings different is that, on the one hand, it's not only functional, there needs to be an emotional component where you really engage people.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, it is not just sending stuff like broadcasting, there needs to be interaction going back and forth
mm-hmm.
between, let's call it the stage, the speaker or the organizer and the participants, but also amongst the participants. So it is not somewhere in between functional meetings and television shows. It is something different, using a few elements of both.
Okay, but what I see myself, if I join online events, and I did do a couple of them over the last few weeks,
Did you like them?
Well, yes and no. And to be really honest, and that's also why I was asking the question like this, most of the time it was either like a video call or either a broadcasting of information.
Yeah.
And I did see a lot of people putting a lot of effort in that and doing a really great job in making a television show, but to be really honest, in between, I was emptying the dishwasher and doing other stuff, because it was good content, it had everything it needed, but I couldn't stay on my seat and just watching what was happening. And we're missing something.
I've witnessed the same. Let's give credit to all those people that did the really great efforts and experiments, etc. And technically, it was beautiful, and it was crazy stuff they did, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do not interact with people and do not engage them, they will not remember what you told them. They will not internalize the behavior that you want of them. The only way to get people really involved with what you are telling them is by making them act and do stuff and talk to each other. So what we should be looking for is learning from the television shows and learning from loads of other stuff, and then finding a way to add something extra. And that extra, that is what we as live event industry always did: bringing people together, talking to each other, feeling each other.
Okay, that sounds really good, of course, but how do you do that? How do you have online interaction without being it a gimmick, just like randomly every half hour now press a button or we do a quiz? How do you do that in an online event?
Well, by making sure that you constantly realize that you are talking to human beings. I mean, the funny thing is we are talking through a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And on most occasions, that makes you feel like you're not talking to a real person.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, I've been on that bench for many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
We know each other
mm-hmm.
quite well, I think. So we know that we are both human beings. But mm-hmm. would you have been a completely new interviewer to me, there would be this hazard of us thinking that we are talking to something digital.
Yeah.
Remember, with every step of the way, that it is about human beings. So make sure that you do stuff with them that makes them feel human.
Mm-hmm.
Interact, be spontaneous, have fun, do crazy stuff. In my meetings, every once in a while, I have people running away from their screen to find something in their house that I ordered them to get. and that makes them feel human. The fact that when I have a screen full of people and I see a few people smiling, I will tell them, "Hey, Kevin, I see you smiling. What are you thinking?" The fact that in that small moment, I show you that I see you and that I want to know what you are thinking, mm-hmm. that makes it human and that helps people interact. And another element in this one is, I call it the temporary tribe.
Mm-hmm.
With every meeting, offline or online, but especially online, people should feel part of a group for the time that they spend together.
Mm-hmm.
So these design exercises or dialogues or formats or whatever to make that group feel a group at that point in time. And if those are your two designing principles, the temporary tribe and humanizing the digital, then you make a great first step in succeeding.
So it's definitely not the traditional way you have in the beginning of the day, a moderator, then a speaker, another speaker, a break, a speaker, speaker.
No. I mean, honestly, it shouldn't be like that on stage.
Mm-hmm.
But even more so when online, you should rethink the way that the buildup of your program is. Start with some interaction immediately. Start engaging people immediately. Thus doing the coding for your event. In the first 3 to 5 minutes, people understand what the event is about.
Mm-hmm.
If I have you listen at speakers for an hour first and then start interacting, you're already gone.
Yeah, indeed, sounds familiar.
Yeah, and the big difference between online events and live events is, with a live event, we can lock people up. We just push them into a room, lock the doors, and they can't escape anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Probably they're not active mentally all the time, but at least you can keep them there. But is that a good thing?
No,
I don't think so. And the great thing about online is you can tell immediately whether you're doing a great job. Because if after a break, half of the people don't come back, well, your program might not have been that good.
Yeah.
So I like the immediate feedback of people showing up after a break or not. It's great.
We are talking about the meeting design. But of course, you also need technology to be able to deliver such a meeting.
Yeah.
What are platforms you would suggest event planners should at least have a look at?
Zoom. Zoom is still, for me, the standard because you can have 49 people, almost 50 people in one screen and see them all and interact with them all. That's one. And then there's a few. I like Hopping. I like Let's Get Digital. I like Remo. I like Network Tables because they are all platforms that are looking into interaction and having possibilities to have people talk with cameras and sound, etc., rather than only using chat. I mean, honestly, when Hopin just came to market, it didn't look that great, a bit crappy, to be honest. But I didn't mind because it facilitated people having real conversations. And if I have to choose between a platform on the one hand that looks absolutely tremendous,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't do any interaction, And on the other hand, a platform that looks crap but allows me to interact with a lot of people, I'll go for the crap design and the interaction opportunities.
You mentioned just before that with Zoom, the advantage you can have 50 people on your screen. Does that mean there is kind of a limit to the maximum people you can have in an online event, or does it also scale to large rooms?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same in live events. Give me a room with 40 or 50 people, and I can have more direct interaction and engagement than with a room with 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. So that means that if you have 2,500 participants online, you need to start rethinking your program, and you need to be aware of the fact that for some time you can do plenary and do a little interaction, a little engagement with a bit of chatting and a bit of polling, etc. And then quite quickly, you need to break them up in groups and make sure that people find ways of or are facilitated to talk in duos, in trios, in groups of 10, in groups of 20, and maybe in groups of 50. Mm-hmm. So break up your program in order to get maximum engagement and interaction.
Yeah.
Then you can go to any group size. I witnessed a meeting a few years ago, and there were over 100,000 participants, and they were all interacting because there was a structure designed where people talked in smaller groups and then in somewhat bigger groups, and outcomes were transformed into a higher level of grouping. And by the end of the day, everybody contributed to the end result.
Yeah, that's really
nice. Imagine 100,000 people. That's brilliant.
Yeah, and the advantage of online is, of course, if you have a room with a few thousand people and you have to put them in small groups, then you need an hour of logistics to be able to do so. But in an online meeting, it's one click on the button and everybody is in small rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's nobody. Where do I need to go? Where is room 5? It's here. Click, and you're gone. It makes it easier. Yes.
What would from your expertise, because you did a lot of online meetings already. From your expertise, what would be a good duration for an online event? Because in traditional congresses, we look at a day, sometimes multiple days. Is that a good idea for online events too, or?
Well, it's the same remark. I wonder if it's a good idea for live events in some occasions. Yeah. But in general, yes, you can do 3 or 4 days. The only thing you need to do is design, being very aware of what you can ask of people and of energy fluctuations, etc. So if you do a 3-day conference online, make sure there's more breaks than you're used to, maybe not as long as you're used to, but more shorter breaks. Make sure there is more variation in formats. Allow people to take off for an hour sometimes to do other stuff. So have a clear program and accept the fact that some people will make a choice not to be there on the morning of day 2, but they know that at 11:30 there is something that they really want to witness, so then they are back. Mm-hmm. Everything is possible, engagement-wise, interaction-wise, planning-wise, etc. Online, everything is possible. The only thing you need to do is plan with the human factor in the back of your mind.
Okay, maybe one last question. What you do see a lot of times happening is that people try to do online events or even online meetings alone by themselves. They are doing all the interactions, they're doing the presenting, they're starting the videos, and etc. etc. I don't think that's a good idea. I think you need a team to do that. But what is the minimum you need to, from your perspective, to run a good online event from a team perspective?
Again, I try to imagine that these people doing the same on a live stage. being there, doing the lighting, the sound, everything, the catering. Nobody would dream of doing so. I think the minimum is two, because you need to separate content and moderation and the technological stuff. So you will never see me touching buttons while I'm moderating, because I want to concentrate on the flow and the interaction and the connection I make with you and the other participants. Mm-hmm. So minimum two. And fairly quickly, you will need a third. If you expect a lot of responses or questions in the chat, it really helps to have somebody who understands what the moderator is doing, taking charge of the chat, answering the simple questions so I don't have to do it, informing me when there is a kind of red line in all the responses. I will only see a few because I'm talking to you. So if somebody else is scanning all the responses and just slips me a note, JJ, most of them are worried about. Mm-hmm. And then I come up with the question. So Kevin, a lot of people are worried about blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Everyone will think, what a brilliant moderator JJ is. But it is because somebody is scanning the chat stream for me.
Okay.
So basically, I'm a lousy moderator. I depend on people that you don't see around me.
Can you turn your camera so we can see who's there? No, just kidding. Yeah, thank you very much for your time and sharing these tips.
Okay, thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.